are listening to the Tableau Podcast.
Welcome to the Tableau Podcast, brought to you by Dive Studios, Tesla, Apple, Microsoft, IBM. I'm kidding. We didn't get any of those ads. But Disney. I'm kidding. We still don't have ads.
But all those brands you just named, we're open to it.
Yeah, we're open to it. Like, we're taking calls, dude.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to just give us money, we can't say no.
Dude, I forgot my password
for
the account. The Tableau Podcast account. So, like, there's a good chance that all of these brands have reached out, but I just haven't had a chance to.
What Tableau Podcast account are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Just like the business account. Yeah.
Dude, I lost the password too because why is our password so unnecessarily confusing? Dude, it's like I would have to be like, you know, a mathematician to memorize.
Yeah.
All those combinations of letters and words and capital letters. Like, what are we doing here? Why did we do a password like that?
Dude, it's to prevent people trying to get in.
Yo, I hate when people have really, really difficult, complicated Wi-Fi passwords. Like, why not just do something that you can just say to a person? Like, right. you know, you go to a coffee shop or like a green room at a show. Or some place, and you're like, obviously people are going to be asking you for the Wi-Fi password.
Right.
Right? And it's much easier if you have like a normal password, so you can just, it's easier for you. But sometimes they have like the most complicated like combination of weird words possible. And like, is it that big of a security risk at a coffee house for like the Wi-Fi password?
Right.
So they have it posted and like you can't even read it. Like even reading it off a piece of paper, you can't even. Why do that?
Dude, it's not even fair. Because it's like just because a couple people get onto your Wi-Fi network, you know. I feel like there are people in the back room streaming Netflix and not doing their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just super concerned that other people come in.
What's your Wi-Fi password?
You want to know?
No, you can't really say it here.
Well, it's very simple.
What is it?
It's like. I can't tell you that.
Okay. See, people are protective of their Wi-Fi passwords, dude. I really want to tell you mine because it's so simple. It's unbelievable. But I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I don't want people like.
Dude, I have like the funniest story ever I need to tell you.
But tell me. Tell me.
I can't tell you.
It's the funniest story though.
It's the funniest story I have in my bank right now, but I won't tell you.
Okay. Which reminds me of like this crazy thing that happened with my Wi-Fi that I'll tell you like maybe later in the future.
Yeah.
Like, if you guys keep listening to the Tableau Podcast, like I'm sure one day it'll come back, but I'm not talking about it right now.
Not now.
So we are going through some of your feedback and your submissions on like Discord and also our Instagram. Yo, our Discord? Like, I didn't even know what Discord was until you guys made it and posted it on our socials. And I was like, okay, they made this thing called Discord. What is that? And then Eddie's like, yo, download the app. I'm like, okay. And then like they're like, this is your password and your ID. Like, go in and like say hi or something. And I'm like, okay, because I'm your robot. And I'm just a monkey, okay, that does anything you tell me to do. You don't explain to me what this thing is even. Just give me a password and tell me to go in and say hi. And I did that. And it's been great.
Dude, it's like the AOL chat rooms, but without all of the
bad
stuff.
I was never on AOL.
You never did AOL?
Dude, what do you think about me?
Okay. Maybe it wasn't.
You think that, like, dude, I was on ICQ.
Oh, this is Canada, right?
What?
What are you talking about, ICQ? What is that?
You've never heard of ICQ?
No. Do you know what that is, Diane? Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys know, you guys know MS Messenger?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I was not on AOL.
Dude.
Okay, dial up AOL. The little yellow Stickman Running, right? Yeah. That's AOL, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Dude, you will not. I would never be on AOL.
Did you like Blockbuster?
What do you mean?
Did you like Blockbuster?
Like the video store?
Yeah.
What do you mean, did I like it? That was like the only option for, right, to see a movie.
AOL and Blockbuster had an incredible partnership.
Well, just because I like you doesn't mean I have to like all of your partners.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know? So there you go. I would never be online on something called America Online.
True.
Is that what AOL was?
Possibly.
Probably, right? It was probably America Online, right? Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it is.
I think it's America Online. I don't think I would be logging on to America Online, dude.
Dude.
But how else did you like flirt with your like middle school crush?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Dude. Middle school crush?
Yeah.
Dude, in my time with middle school crush, we barely just had fire. and the wheel. Okay? We just invented the wheel.
The Morse code had just become trendy.
Chisel love notes.
The Gutenberg press had just come out. Okay? And everything was word of mouth. Like, we all our conversations were done through oral history. Okay?
Right.
It was passed on by like bards playing lutes.
Dude, swimming had just become a sport and not something you did to survive.
Dude, if you had a mass text that you wanted to send out, you had to gather under a huge tree, okay? And everyone would circle around, and this person would bust out a scroll and start just reading off of it really loud.
Yeah.
Okay? And then if we wanted to watch a movie, like, we didn't go to Blockbuster. We went to the Rose Theater to see, to check out Shakespeare's new film, new play. Yeah, that's how we rolled back then.
Okay.
And that's how you flirted with your middle
just
school
went
crush?
Way too far. I told you I'm not good with history, all right? Mm-hmm. So for you even saying the locomotive press, whatever you said,
Gutenberg,
yeah,
the printed word.
Yeah again, listen, I'm the printing press. Yeah. When you said that, I was like, okay, this is going over my head. Not exactly sure what you're talking about.
Right. Yeah. Well, that was way back for me. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, AOL was not around back then. Okay? America was not around back then.
That's right.
All right, well, what were we talking
about? Dude, we're talking about Discord and how it's a chat room. Yeah. But but there are a lot of different things going on in there, right? People are giving ideas. They're submitting funny stories. Like, there are a lot of different ways to be heard via Instagram, Twitter, or Discord now. Because Discord is more interactive. That's why we wanted it. Because I feel like Reddit is just kind of anonymous. And it's like these little threads. But you can't really discuss a topic. And I feel like as random as the show is, there are always little lessons. And people are like, what about what Tableau said here? And then everyone's discussing it.
What I like about our TTP Discord especially is that it's now also become a hub for Epic High fans. Like, I see a lot of Korean writing in there too, right? Like, Korean words showing up, which means that our you know, lovely Korean fans have also entered the chat. So, like, it's become like the Tableau podcast / Epic High hub for fans to gather and just discuss various things. So awesome.
Yeah. And hopefully you find some friends in there, right? Community, baby.
Yeah.
What if I find the love of my life
on
Discord? I'm sure you can.
Just like how Eddie met all his friends and his wife through the internet.
Yeah. Just playing StarCraft.
StarCraft.
Yeah. He's like, what's your name? Brit? You're really good.
Hey.
I like you.
I really like how you repaired that base and then you counterattacked.
Yeah. Were you good at StarCraft?
Dude, I was so good.
Dude, I was amazing. I was the best teammate to have. Because all I would do is I would be a Zerg.
Yeah.
And I would just plant, you know those tongues?
Yeah.
The underground tongues that pop up?
Yeah.
I would just, I would betray.
Dude,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Yeah, I build a defense around my friend.
Yeah.
And then I just you know, un-ally him.
Yeah.
And it would just totally screw him up.
God.
And my friend's like, why do you keep doing that?
Right.
And I'm like, I don't know. There's just something about this that just seems more like warfare.
You know? Betrayal.
Yeah.
Dude, there's something amazing about these online games, because I feel like Korean gamers have always been at like the top, the most like premier gamers in the world.
Well, obviously, that's a very…
It's a generalization.
That's a very… You're putting us into a stereotype that we don't welcome, Eddie.
Dude, Korean gamers…
I'm kidding.
Are
We're
like,
awesome.
Yeah. Dude, they're called PC bangs. Just Dude, computer rooms where people compete.
They should call them PC bangs, because that's all we do, man. Right. It's like bang.
Bang out the wins.
Yo. We are amazing.
You know, growing up in Atlanta, it was really hard to gauge how good you were. Obviously, there are rankings, but it was rankings across like territories, like North America, Asia, this. And you could actually log into the Asia.
You were ranked in…
North America.
North America, yeah. Right? Which is a ranking we seriously laugh at.
I know. And I acknowledge
that. We laugh at you guys.
I acknowledge it. Because when I have gone into the Asia server… Dude, it was like playing a computer and chess on world class mode.
Little elementary school kids were doing things with Protoss. Is it Protoss or Protoss? Okay, Protoss, that carrier.
Yeah, carrier.
Okay. How do they build those carriers so fast?
Hotkeys.
It's like we just started the game and the carrier is floating in my direction. I'm like, how did they get there that fast? It's right. Like, is it even possible?
Yeah. So for those of you who aren't familiar with StarCraft, we'll just touch on this briefly. It's like you're building a civilization and then you're trying to destroy the other civilization as quickly as possible.
Which, if you think about it like that, is a horrible message.
Horrible.
Where the sole purpose of building your civilization is to destroy someone else's.
Because my base is like…
It's just like the world, actually.
I came from Roller Coaster Tycoon of like building beautiful carnivals.
I went from SimCity, so I agree.
Yeah, yeah. SimCity, where you're just trying to make things symmetrical. Oh, actually, you're not a symmetrical guy. I bet yours was very design heavy. But mine was very like, okay.
Why would you say that?
Because I've seen your studio. It's very like… Okay.
Everything is at an angle.
Yeah, yeah, right. But mine was like, here's the hospital, you know. Here is like, you know…
Usually you're very utilitarian.
I love the way I designed it. And I would apply that approach to StarCraft. So I'd be like, okay, here's where my guys are going to mine and make the food. And
you were playing Roller Coaster Tycoon with StarCraft?
Style. But then I realized…
You're going to get destroyed.
I know. But I was still good. But even if at the end of the game, after I won, you would look at my base and then people would look at it and be like, that's just a beautiful base you set up. Like very symmetrical.
Like they would go to attack you. And then they would see your setup and they'd be like… Hey, wait a minute. Dude, that's a beautiful setup.
Should we step over these flowers?
Were you a Terran or…
I can do anything.
Protoss?
Yeah, I can They're do like, anything.
Dude, your pylons…
Beautiful crystals.
Just extremely well done. Like, just well laid out.
I don't know.
Let me come attack you a little later.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, we're coming in with our army, but we realize that this is a beautiful city. We'll invade your friend and come back to you.
Finish building what you're building. We like where you're going with this, you know? You're like, they're doing a screen grab. They're like, they're doing a screen grab.
Everyone's like, dude, go.
Go attack this Eddie 1972. And then they go. They're like, hold back. And then the guys are like, whoa, what's going on? Why? And he's like, hold back. Look at this guy's setup here. And they're like, look here. They're like, whoa, that's a combination of buildings I didn't imagine was even possible.
Then each of them send like one soul
to check it out, like Terran a scout.
So he's just walking through my base. He's like, dude, just, is that a merry-go-round? Amazing.
Like, dude, we should do something like this next time. You know, this guy's a builder. Like, let's come back here later.
Dude, I'm not even kidding. My bases were beautiful.
Okay, my bases are hard.
I bet yours was just like, here, make this.
No, it's just like a representation of my mind.
Right.
Like, it's just so erratic and ugly looking that the other people had to destroy me. Like, they would see me And they wouldn't even wait until it was like a fair fight.
Yeah.
They would be like, let's just get this thing off the map.
Right.
Because it's disgusting looking.
Right.
And like, we don't want to be playing on this field.
Right.
So I was just not good at StarCraft.
Yeah.
I was great at Sims.
Yeah.
Have I told this
building
story?
Building civilizations.
I've told you the Sims story, right?
No.
About like how… I've never told this story? I think I have.
No.
Diane, I've never talked about Sims here?
I had no idea you even knew what Sims was.
Okay, so Mithra is a huge gamer. And when back in the day, like he was playing Sims and we… I swear to God I told this story.
No.
Okay, so we were sharing a small apartment. Nothing ringing your bells?
No.
We were sharing like a very tiny one room together where we only had one bed and one desk.
You told us about like how it was tough and you guys drink
and
Baileys.
We had to take turns playing using the computer because we only had one computer.
Uh-huh.
So when he would sleep, I would wake up and use the computer. When I would sleep, he would wake up and use the computer. So we did a timeshare on our own computer because we were so like honestly like poor. Okay. And so he was playing Sims and he was trying to get me to play. So, but we would have to take turns playing and we were on the same map. I really didn't tell this story?
No. You only talked about living with him and drinking Baileys on hot days.
So on Sims, you can have two houses in the same map. So like a connected universe basically, right? So I would wake up and build my house and like, you know, have my Sims like… On a Dance Dance Revolution thing in there and like some couches, like all these things and a pool. And then I would look over at Mithra's map and Mithra is like building a better place. Like the place looks even better than mine, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be like, oh, I gotta work on this later and I go to sleep. He wakes up, he's checking the mine out. He's like, oh, I'm gonna outdo this guy. So he's building his again, building it up. It looks great. And then I wake up and what I do is I go into his account. I send his sim over to my sim. Make them fall in love. Okay? And then I make his sim take a dip in my swimming pool.
Uh-huh.
And as his sim is swimming in my swimming… Okay, this… Do not… do not follow… Do not do this.
This is a, okay? This is a crazy story.
This is like… Just something that happened between two rappers, okay? So I would make his sim swim inside my swimming pool. And as the sim is swimming, I would take away the ladder. I would delete the ladder.
Yeah.
So the sim won't be able to escape the swimming pool.
Yeah.
Eventually
drowns.
Becomes a tombstone in my backyard.
That's really dark.
It is really dark. I didn't mean for this to go this way.
Yeah.
Okay? But… We were kids, okay? And the competition got heavy, okay?
Dude.
Okay? And then… And also realize, like… I'm like living nocturnally right now to play this game.
Mm-hmm.
I go back to sleep. Mithra wakes up. Checks out… Figures out that his sim is… He's dead.
Julie!
Yeah.
He's dead. Julie is passed.
And then goes to my map and sees a tombstone there.
Uh-huh.
So what can he do? Right? So he builds another situation where he… Now my sim is now a tombstone on his backyard. Okay? We're going back and forth growing these numbers of tombstones. It was really dark.
That is really dark.
It is really dark, but it happened.
And it's crazy that y'all have never talked about this.
This was before… Right before Epic High's first album came out. Okay? When we were struggling together. And I think we were really stressed. Like I told you, we didn't have air conditioning.
Right.
Okay? Like we were like living off nothing. Okay? We were time sharing a computer. Come on.
Right?
And this Sims thing was the only thing where we could like… Actually, like, have a nice house and stuff.
Right.
So things got kind of dark, right? And eventually, what happened was, I realized what I was doing, like what I had created, like what we were doing to each other, and it just made me feel so disgusted because I would look in my backyard now, and there would be like 30 tombstones,
right?
And you know, like you can see ghosts.
In Sims?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, sometimes they appear as spirits. And I see the spirits of past Mithra Sims.
Julie.
And I'm like, oh my God, that's Tim. That's Tim from 2 weeks ago. And I felt so disgusted that I destroyed my house. And in the morning, and I went to sleep. Mithra woke up, saw that I had destroyed my own place. And instead of feeling like, you know, the way I did and realizing what we had done, he celebrated. He was like, he won.
Threw a party?
Yeah, he was happy that he won. But yeah, this happened with I really didn't ever tell this story.
But I like the idea of like taking out real life grievances via the game though, as like roommates with growing tension. It's like if you kept leaving our clothes around and then the next day your same character died via like piled on clothes. Choking him.
It's sort of like that. But I'm just saying this is not real life.
Yeah.
Okay. And I regret that things got that intense and dark. Okay. So if anybody's like judging me right now, like on Discord, like, dude, Tamil, I don't like this dude. Yeah. Like, I mean, I know it's a game, but isn't that okay? I was like 21.
Yeah.
Okay. Things were not working out for me. Okay. And I grew beyond that. Right. I've never played Sims again. Okay. So just get off me here.
And for those of you who don't know what Sims is, it's short for simulation. Right?
Yo, just stop.
Thank you.
Right? Stop explaining.
Wait, it is, right?
Yes.
Okay. Dude, you don't look at my face. Do I look surprised? Because I'm not.
Because you did stuff like that?
Dude, Roller Coaster Tycoon.
You can do that?
Dude, you know how like, you know, everything's about your carnival or your amusement park.
Uh-huh.
And man, it's so crazy. It's really helped me become the businessman that I am. Customer service is key, right?
Well, what happened?
What I mean is, you want as many bodies coming through your carnival as often as possible. More revenue.
To make profit.
Because I'm building like all sorts of amusement roller coasters.
Rides, yeah.
Nice like donut shops. All
Ferris
sorts of
wheel.
Yeah. A lot of bathrooms. Trash bins. Because like, a lot of people throw up after like the intense ride I built.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They'll throw up. And you can click on somebody. Let's say her name is Jody.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I click on Jody. I could see her happiness levels. Of like, is she amused?
Oh,
she
it's kinda, just like Sims.
Yeah, is she bored?
Okay.
But I don't have any attachment to them except that I need her money, right? And I need her to stay. And I need her to tell her friends back home to come to amusement park Ed Nam 100.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So…
What? You called yourself Ed Nam 100?
The amusement park. So…
Well, that's
but I remember occasionally…
Self-serving name to have for an amusement park.
That was just an example. Dude… But occasionally Jody, no matter what I did, because you could see her thoughts. She was like, oh, I wish there was like Panda Express.
Oh, so she's complaining.
I would make her a Panda Express. And she would be sitting on the bench. She's like, oh, my feet hurt. I would build her a bench right there. I'm like, dude.
And she'd still complain?
And then she would get up and she's like, I want Chinese food. I'm like, yo, Jody, here's a Panda Express right now in real time. I am giving you what you need. I'm giving you what you need. She's like, I'm nauseous. Oh, here's a trash bin. Here's a little paper bag to throw up in. Like, what else do you need? Everything's too far apart. I adjust the park. Everything is around her.
Wait, there are other characters too, right?
No. Yeah, but
why were you so focused on Jody though?
Because
she kept complaining.
She's complaining, but like it's like you say, 99 great comments, one bad comment.
I'm really
like,
sorry, but your Jody needs to take a dip in my pool,
dude. That's what I'm saying. So what I would do is I'm like 8 years old and I'm doing everything I can to make Jody happy. And I'm like, okay, there's nothing that we can do about Jody. So I would build a pool.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you know how everything's in squares?
Oh, you did the same thing.
I would just build a pool and then I would pick her up with the master claw. I'd pick up Jody by the shirt.
Oh, God. Okay, this is a game we're talking about. Okay.
Right into the thing.
Okay,
and then
that's pretty dark.
It's dark, but here's the thing.
Way darker than what
here's
I
the
did.
Problem with Roller Coaster Tycoon. There are no repercussions for that. There was no like Jody's missing flyers. There's no like police.
There's no tombstone,
dude. Nothing. No trace of it. So I'm like, why do I need to make any of these people happy? But I guess the only consequence, the reason why you wouldn't do that, is because Jody still has money. She's still paying for things, right? Park admission, Panda Express.
Uh-huh.
But when I get rid of her, she's not spending so much. So like, that's when I was like, ha, this person's unhappy. Boom, 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 boom. But I told you like, I'm trying to make Jody happy so she tells her friends. But if she doesn't exist anymore, she can't tell her friends.
Okay, this is getting way too dark. Okay, so, you know the whole, like, thing about gaming?
Yeah.
Like, people saying that, like, games, like, you know, create real life monsters. You know, that whole debate?
Yeah.
I always never knew what to think about that. Because, like, you know, I don't believe that we should be blaming films and games. I believe that, like, we need to do better as parents and teachers to, like, we need to not shift the blame. But when I hear stories like this, and I told half the story too, right? Like, that was my story. So, I don't know.
But you turned out all right.
Yeah, I would never, you know, I would never build a pool.
Right. I don't feel like that at all outside of Roller Coaster Tycoon. And let's be honest, like, she had it coming.
I don't know about that.
Some people can't be pleased, dude.
Yeah, but wow, that's a crazy game.
Dude, it was crazy.
And I'm glad Mithra and I didn't play that one.
Discontinued it. It was a lot of moving pieces. But it taught you how to multitask and, like, solve problems.
You know, some is it just us? Or, like, do people do crazy things with games? Like, what you're not supposed to do with that game?
Oh, my friend almost got in trouble with the law.
What?
Because of Neopets.
Oh, Neopets.
What happened?
Do you know what Neopets is?
Yeah, it's like a pet game. You raise a pet.
Yeah.
That was on the internet, though, right?
Yeah. My friend in high school, who was, like, the sweetest girl ever. Like, so soft-spoken, so nice. And she one day just, like, very quietly, because we were talking about Neopets, she goes, oh, yeah, I'm not allowed on that website anymore.
Why?
And we were like, why? And she's like, one day I logged on, and she, like, was looking at her, like, bank, like, Neopoints bank account. Uh-huh. And there was an error. And the page, like, turned into, like, the back end. Like the algorithm.
Like the Matrix.
Yeah. Yeah. And she figured out that she could send herself unlimited money.
Oh my. Is
and
she,
she saved the page. Like, she never clicked out of it. And so she was just like, was dominating.
She's a genius.
Yeah.
She
and
was
then,
laundering
she's
money.
She's Neo.
Yeah. And then one day she, like, after like weeks of this, she logged on and they were like, it was like a Neopet dressed as a police officer. Like, you are not allowed on Neopets anymore, or else we will
contact
authorities.
Well, whoa. At least she didn't do anything like evil,
she
right?
She felt really guilty about it.
I mean, it's not her fault that she's able to see beyond the Matrix and see algorithms. I see algorithms.
Right,
is basically what happened.
I see
right,
algorithms.
What is she doing now?
Huh? She, I don't know. She went to the Pacific Northwest, like, you know, liberal arts college.
Dude.
Keeping a low profile.
She's a
off
CFO.
The grid.
Yo,
off the grid.
She's somewhere right now, like, seeing algorithms for different
doing
people,
great.
Dude. Like, Mark Zuckerberg calling her up. Like, dude, what do you see here? And she's like, I see X.
Dude, I was so jealous of that.
What was the most time you guys have spent on a game?
Dude,
and what
GTA.
Game was it?
Grand Theft Auto. Yeah.
I was going through a really dark time in my life in college. Just going through really horrible shit. And nothing could help me except watching, like, reruns of The Real World. MTV Real World. And
hell of a show.
And playing GTA like a madman. I was just pounding Red Bulls and playing GTA. And the thing is, I wasn't even playing GTA the way it was supposed to be played. Okay? Like, I would take my character to the beach. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I
would steal a car, drive all the way to the beach, just sort of stand there. I'm not kidding. That's how depressed I was. So I was just walking along the coast and stuff, and like walking along the beach until the police slowly closed in on me. And then I would repeat. Sometimes I would steal a helicopter. And that takes a lot of work.
Just to see the horizon.
No, just to fly all the way up there so I can fall off of it.
Whoa.
Okay? And my friends were like, dude, are you all right? And I'm like, what? I'm just playing GTA. And they're like, no, dude, you've been doing that like over and over again. And like, that's not how this game is supposed to be played. Like, there are missions and stuff.
Right.
And I was like, oh, yeah, but, you know, I'm just taking a break. And I would sometimes, like, I would walk along the beach and just look at the animals and stuff. Like, there's, like, seagulls and stuff.
Right.
And I'd just be taking a nice walk.
You would, like, try to talk to people that you're supposed to be, like, robbing.
Yeah. And I didn't want to do that.
Yeah. That's not even like
you. Yeah. I liked the game because it was such an open world game.
Right.
Where I could, like, walk around. And eventually, later on, when GTA got more developed and you could buy stocks and stuff, what I did with that version is I never did anything except go to the hair salon and also the clothing store. And I would just constantly work on my character's look. You know? And sometimes you would need money to be able to do that, right?
Yeah.
And that is like the bare necessity that I needed for his makeover is the only reason why I would turn to crime.
Right.
Within the game, right? I would never go beyond what I needed. And then I would go back to the clothing store and I would try to get the new chain or, you know. I just never felt like he was complete.
You're like the antagonist that, like, we're rooting for. Because we know we're following your story.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, yeah, he's a criminal. But, like, dude's, like, super sad. And yeah, he just wants to, like, walk the beach.
The emo criminal is, like, was my character. Like, you know, of course he's got a gun in his hand.
Yeah.
Sometimes a rocket launcher.
Yeah.
But he's just walking around the beach. Like, because he's lost in thought. Like, he needs to figure some stuff out. Like, why am I stealing all these cars?
Because, like, you're in a dorm.
Do I need all these cars, really, in this garage?
No.
Why is it that if I go into a parking, like, into a garage and get my car painted, the police suddenly don't recognize me? You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's that easy?
Dude, it's pretty crazy, like, with that the stock options and all of that you just mentioned. Like, games have changed so much over time.
Hold on. Let me just stop you for 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we started off by saying we're going to go through some DMs and Discord messages.
I think now it's a game.
We have not mentioned a single one.
It's a game episode now.
Yeah, well, Discord is a game server, if you think about it. Okay, well, anyways. Yeah.
But, yeah. No, I'm very well aware of where this is going.
Yeah, so continue.
Dude, over time, graphics have gotten so much better. It's so much more realistic.
Yeah.
You know? Even, like, the Xbox One and PS4, like, how much better graphics can it really become?
I think soon it's going to become so good that, like, it's better than reality.
Right. That's why VR and all of that is a bit scary. But the whole essence of a game, gaming, addiction, right? Kind of gambling and things like that. Isn't that crazy? Like, these mobile games, just gamifying things and making it free. But then, you know, for example, that it was some mobile game I had for about a month where I was, like, building a civilization because I just love, like, building great cities. And I was building something.
Okay. And, so, like, that's what you do?
Like, Inception, mm-hmm. when he was, like, building things.
Oh,
I'm like,
that scene is amazing.
Yeah,
right?
I'm like, dude, I would love to do something like that.
Okay, so you want to be God.
I would not. Well,
so you want to play God.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm less about, like, the interpersonal communication where I'm like, I feel like you're interested in building families and characters.
No, I'm interested in the inner world.
Yeah.
Of
I'm
these characters.
Way more of just architecture of, like, this is cool.
Okay.
I want to build this building.
So you're building the outside, like, space, like the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I would build something and it's free, but it'd be like, okay, this is 2 days
mm-hmm.
to load into this thing. Or, you know, you could buy 100 coins.
Oh, you're talking about, like, so paying to play. You know, like, paying for, like unlocks and, like, items and stuff like that.
Right. But the way that these games are made, it's like, you can still do everything. You're fully capable. It's just going to take you 100 times more instead of paying that dollar.
Yeah. And also, they create a situation where you feel unnecessary competition. You know what I mean?
Right.
They do this deliberately. Like, for example, there was a game where you had to… It's like a slugger game, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like, you have to hit as many home runs as possible. Very fun game. But you could totally play without paying. But the only way to really truly get ranked or outdo other people is to buy one of these bats or whatever. Okay? And that was it gave you such an unfair advantage that unless you bought these items, you couldn't really compete.
Right.
So it forces you into a situation where you're feeling like unnecessary amounts of competition mm-hmm. with these people you don't even know.
Right.
And you're spending money to simply outdo someone. That's it. It doesn't make the game any like, well, it doesn't make it more fun, but still like it doesn't change the essence of the game. You can still play without that bat.
Right.
But they force you into that situation. It's just like real life. If you think
about it. Dude, I was just about to say that. It's like life.
Yeah, it's like real life. It's like you really don't need those shoes. You know, you can still get a much cheaper pair of shoes and they're just as warm and just as good on your feet, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you feel like you have to get the Air Jordans. You know, you feel like you have to get like, you know, the Yeezys or something to seem like you have more value. Which is ridiculous. It's not true.
Anyway.
But yeah, we're talking about games today. I'm not actually a big gamer at all.
No, I'm not either.
I've never been addicted to a game for longer than like, you know, 3 months. Is that long?
Yeah, it's pretty long.
Okay, I've never been addicted to a game for that long though.
Do you think Pokemon looks back on their legacy and thinks that what a wasted opportunity? And
Pokemon Go?
No, just Pokemon in general. I mean, yeah, Pokemon Go in a lot of ways too.
I mean, they're one of the most lucrative franchises ever. Why would they?
But if they came at a little bit of a later time and they're like gamifying these things and saying, hey, yeah, you can just get a normal Pokeball, but for a Master Ball, you can pay 100 coins. And the only way you get 100 coins is $5. I mean, granted, they spin off of everything from cartoons to Pokemon Snap, which, by the way, that game is kind of absurd.
I don't even know.
N64 graphics of Pokemon and you're a photographer.
That's the whole game?
Yeah, but you… Okay, come on.
But she,
I chime in.
Diane plays it.
Pokemon Snap.
No. Diane suddenly stepped up to the stepped up.
She
to
woke
bat.
Up from her nap and goes, Pokemon Snap, what?
She's like, what just said? Okay, what?
A gamer girl.
Okay, Diane, so what?
No, it's not just taking photos. It's like how many Pokemon are in the frame, if they're being cute, they're looking at the camera.
So what is it? You walk around like Pokemon Go and you take pictures if you find them?
Yeah, you take… You're like out in the wilderness. You're like National Geographic for Pokemon. And you're taking, you know… Okay, relax, ambulance.
Dude, you're like really into this, huh?
Dude, it was
I've never seen you so passionate like ever.
Well, I just like Pokemon and Animal Crossing.
Diane's standing up on the couch, by the way.
Oh, wait, is this a new game?
Animal Crossing?
No, Oh my God, she's really into this stuff.
Really into
are you mad at me for
no.
some reason?
Okay.
You're not mad at me, are you?
It's like an emergency outside.
Okay, so it's okay. It's okay. Well, it's not okay.
It's not okay.
No emergency is ever okay. But I'm saying they're going to be okay.
The noise is gone.
Good vibes. So this PokeSnap thing is… Yeah. How long have you been playing it?
No. I don't still play it. I just used to. But it's harder than you think.
What is Animal Crossing?
Okay, so you're the mayor of a village. You move into town and all of a sudden you're… Well, actually…
Why does a village have a mayor?
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
That's in the later versions. The OG version, you move into a new town. You're new on the block. You meet Tom Nook, who runs the only general store in the entire town.
Okay.
So anything you need, you have to buy from this one guy who has a monopoly on the entire town.
Weird town, but
okay. And so he talks and he's like, okay, like you can work for me for a few bucks. And you're like, and then in return, I'll build you like a bigger house.
Okay.
And you're like, okay, cool. And then he builds you the bigger house and he goes, now you owe me like payments for a mortgage.
What?
And so now you have dedicate your life to basically like going around shaking trees for fruit to sell.
Okay, you're describing like the worst possible reality ever. Like. Yeah.
But you pay it off. So the thing is that you pay off the mortgage, right? And you're like, you feel so satisfied. And then Tom Nook's like, good job. Like, you paid off your mortgage. I added another floor when you weren't looking. And
you're
now
totally
you owe
getting
money.
Screwed.
Yeah.
It's like college loans.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Okay, and then where are the animals?
So where's the fun?
So the animals are your neighbors, and sometimes you go over and they give you presents like sweaters.
Animals?
Yeah, they're animals.
Giving you sweaters?
Yeah, and sometimes the animals move. So you build these relationships with them, and then you'll get a letter in the mail being like, I'm moving out of town. It's been nice knowing you. I love the friendship you've given me over the past few
years. Yo, is this a real game?
Is this your mind?
Dude, are you just making this up? Because like, as creative and brilliant as it is, it's pretty dark.
Sometimes.
What do you mean sometimes?
Sometimes it is. But
literally the game begins with somebody screwing you over.
Well, yeah, that's why sometimes there's protests on Twitter calling him Tom Crook.
He definitely is a crook.
Yeah, he takes baths with money. Anyway, so he's a raccoon.
Oh, wait. Plot twist.
Hold on.
Plot twist. You should have told us that before.
He's a raccoon named Tom Nook.
So it's about a game. It's a game where a raccoon screws you over.
Yeah.
That seems convenient that they'd make it a raccoon who has like a, you know, the personality of being a bit of a swindler.
A raccoon?
Yeah.
Dude, raccoons get a bad rap, man.
They do.
I've seen some of these raccoons like, you know, digging through my garbage can when I was in Canada.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I hate that they did that, but like once like we, you know, we came like pretty like close, in close contact, and I looked into its eyes, and it's like, he doesn't want to be in the garbage can.
Right.
You know, what can he do though?
Look up a picture of a naked raccoon.
All raccoons like are shaved? Naked though.
No.
Shaved?
Shaved.
Why? Who shaved the raccoon?
Look it up. Look at what they look like.
Really? What do I type? Naked raccoon?
Like, yeah, basically, like no fur raccoon. That's who you've been making connections with. That's who you've been looking in the eyes.
Oh, dude.
And thinking that you feel empathy.
Dude, I feel bad for this guy.
The naked raccoon?
Yeah, am I looking at the right thing?
It should look gross.
Oh, dude.
Gross.
Oh, man.
Dude.
I'm like sufficiently depressed from this conversation about games. Yo, what's with the world building in these games?
I know.
Okay, civilizations having to be built to destroy other civilizations. An amusement park where there's nothing but, you know, nothing close to amusement. Okay, claws zeroing in on Jody and throwing her in a swimming pool. Okay. A friend taking a friend and inviting him into the pool to turn him into a tombstone. I mean, like, and a game where a raccoon deliberately puts you into a system that you will never grow out, you will never break away from. I mean, what is going on here? I don't know. I don't ever want to have like a moral opinion about pop culture. Like, I choose not to.
Right.
Because the only thing I know in this world is that I don't know the answers. And whatever strong opinion I have, I've lived plenty of days to know that I am often wrong. Right? And just when I think I'm wrong, I am often proven right. Right? So nothing is, there is no right and wrong that is set. Right?
Right.
So I don't want to ever take a moral side on things like video gaming and stuff like that. Because I actually don't know what the answer is. But some of these games are…
It's weird
philosophies.
It's an unnecessary stress. Like, I'd rather not play games and just deal with everyday stress. But I guess a lot of it is going out of your reality and having like these, you know… It's kind of like people watch reality television and it's like… The conflict is so outrageous. You're like, at least it's not my problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So maybe that's part of it. An escape, if you will. Yeah, but I don't know why you would escape to an escape where you start in debt and you're paying that off. That game's a little crazy.
It's very cute and you get a fish. And it's a surprise what fruit grows in your trees depending on the game.
That's great and all. But if a raccoon ever did that to me in real life, that would be the only occasion that I would kick an animal across the street, okay? If a raccoon put me in a situation where I was constantly in debt,
But he added a floor to your house.
He's like that, the Avenger, the Guardians of the Galaxy. That's a raccoon, right?
Yeah.
Rocket's, I like Rocket.
Rocket's dope.
Yeah, Rocket's dope. He's smart.
But he's always like, his whole character is like, there's a debt to be paid.
Oh, that's why he's got a character like that. Because he's a rat. That's the stereotype on raccoons.
Quit being such a raccoon.
Oh, are you talking?
No, I'm saying that's probably where it comes from. That's where his character's based. Like, foxes are supposed to be sly.
Yeah, two cuts.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like he resembles a fox, like physically.
I mean, when he called in that one time, when he calls, it's like a picture of a fox.
Yeah, I think it's like a desert fox. It really looks exactly like two cuts, like physically.
What animal do I look like?
I'm not into like comparing people to animals. Like, I will never do that. I'm not that kind of person. Two cuts is not like people to me. Two cuts would be like comparing an animal to an animal.
He's very similar.
You're not saying he looks like a fox.
Diane, what kind of animal do you think?
What kind of animal do you want?
Because I feel like you definitely had something in your head that you're like, oh.
What animal would you like to be compared to?
I really like those YouTube cats who go into boxes.
Actually, yeah, that's…
The short-haired ones, the fat, round, short-haired, round
cats. Yeah. Why do they go in boxes?
Because they like boxes.
Okay.
Diane kind of has the personality of a cat, though. Like the good qualities of a cat.
Okay.
Like creatively, I think
I can see that.
Cats are very smart.
I think you would be a good cat. What kind of animal do you think I would be?
Like a meerkat.
Why would you say that?
Dude, you know who you look like? Dude. Don't know who he looks like? He looks like Timon.
Yeah.
Don't do that. I don't look like Timon.
Dude, you look like Timon.
How do I look like Timon?
I don't know. I just get weird.
Why would you say that?
I got
you
Timon
asked me
vibes.
A question and I answered.
Dude, cat.
I gave you cat.
No, you didn't.
I agreed. I agreed with you being a cat. Why am I a meerkat?
Dude, I think it's dope. It's your posture.
Oh, okay. When I'm like this? When have I ever been in front of you like this, okay?
With your hands up to your chest?
You know what he is, though.
Dude, be realistic here.
I know exactly what you are.
No, be realistic. Because, like, those are spot-on comparisons. And if you just throw out something like Pumbaa,
that doesn't
make any sense.
You're a reptile, first of all. Most definitely. Not a snake. I wouldn't go… So far as
like
a snake.
Like a little salamander.
Yeah, like a salamander or like… But it definitely like an amphibian or a reptile. Like in that vicinity.
Like a T-Rex?
No.
Okay, come on.
Not a T-Rex. You're nowhere near a dinosaur.
Dude, by the way, remember the first episode we were talking about…
Feathers?
Dude, reptiles don't have feathers, bro.
Dinosaurs aren't reptiles.
Why aren't… I mean, they lay eggs. Because that was when you had me. When you're like, dude, think about it. T-Rex lays eggs.
Birds lay eggs too.
But so do snakes.
Yeah.
And they have very like rigid skin. Why wouldn't they have that skin?
Oh, so you've seen the skin of dinosaurs?
Have you seen the skin of dinosaurs?
No, but you've seen bones of dinosaurs. Have you not?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Okay, so we have to take the bones of the dinosaurs to imagine what they look like. Right?
Yeah.
And the bone structure of dinosaurs implies… Like it strongly suggests…
How?
That they are birds.
Because they're hollow?
No. You hollow. Look at the bone structure of dinosaurs and birds. You compare them.
Uh-huh.
And they look almost identical.
Okay.
The way they stand. The way the legs are. It's just… They're just bigger.
Yeah. No, I get that. But here's what I'll say. You know Big Bird from Sesame Street?
Yeah.
How unrealistic of a character does Big Bird look like? A big bird.
Okay.
Dude, a big T-Rex bird form?
Okay, so
yeah,
right. So it's not… So it's not ridiculous that you're saying there were giant lizards like the size of buildings?
Dude, I think that's more realistic.
Why? Why is it more realistic to have a giant lizard than to have a giant bird? You've never seen condors?
What's that?
Like humongous birds. You've never seen humongous birds.
No. Who? Well, I mean, what can you…
What do you mean who?
Dude. What can you,
Frank, relate? From
okay, like a falcon.
The
is
Animal Crossing.
Falcon or a bald eagle is probably the biggest, like bird type. Ostrich.
You do realize that we used to have bigger elephants, right? Called mammoths.
Yeah.
Okay. And we had bigger sharks called megalodons.
Okay, so dude, okay. If someone had all the answers and really knew if it had feathers or not, you're saying you'd be all chips in, or are you just saying there's a 50-50 chance? Would you say all chips in, this T-Rex had feathers?
I'm saying it's a very big likelihood that dinosaurs aren't reptilian like we once imagined as kids, and more bird-like.
So you would put your chips in?
With feathers. I would put chips on the feathers. I would totally put chips on the feather. Look at the claws of birds.
Yeah.
Look at the claws of dinosaurs.
Look at the claws of a lizard.
Very different. Very different. The foot structure is very different.
Dude, I was in Bali. I saw a bunch of lizards. I kept thinking, dude, this is a T-Rex if you put it on his hind legs.
I have lizards in the home.
What kind
you
of
know
lizards?
This. I have pet lizards. I'm not looking at them being like, oh, these are dinosaurs. But every day when I look outside my window and I see a bird like perched on a tree, I'm like, that guy could have been a dinosaur. Like, I don't
know.
Why,
agree
why
to disagree.
Are you complaining?
Agree
like,
to
why
disagree.
Are you trying to fight me here?
Like, I know, and dude, I know we've had a few episodes, but it's been on my brain.
I think you're just trying to like have one thing I was wrong at, right?
Well, you're not sure about that.
And what
dinosaur.
Were you doing in Bali, dude? Like last time you said you were in Bali, like looking at honey. And then also now you're like thinking about, like looking at lizards, thinking about the dinosaur thing. Like it's like your whole honeymoon was for you. It was like for you to figure out like… Figure out
every
if,
argument you've
yeah,
had
like trying
Colin.
To prove that I'm wrong about things. And your wife's like… Like, Eddie, why do we have to keep doing these things? This is our honeymoon. And he's like, no, just give me like 3 hours. Let me look at all these lizards. And you're like asking your wife, like, dude, do you think this could have been a dinosaur? Like, right? Like, there's no way that a bird could be a dinosaur, right? And that's what you spent your whole honeymoon doing?
Not my whole honeymoon. But dude, we spent a lot of time together. We were there for 7 days. There's a lot of nature we saw. And you're in the middle of the jungle, dude.
There's one story that I can tell you, or one fact that I've, you know, seen like with my own eyes that will prove to you that dinosaurs were feathered and most likely the ancestors of birds. Find out next time on the Tableau podcast. Right there.
Whoa.
I'm not even going to tell you right now because it's so mind-blowing. You have to keep listening to this podcast to find out.
You'll tell me off the record though, right?
No. You have to keep listening to the Tableau podcast, even on episodes when you're not on it.
I have to listen.
To find out, because one day I will tell you. I will tell you all. Good night.
Dude.
Do you want to wrap up?
So did you say that for real? So is that a real story?
I'm kidding.
Oh, okay, so you don't
how
have
do you
it.
How should we wrap this up?
Or say good night, Eddie.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that was your sign off.
Yeah, so it's
yeah, but
good
should
night.
We sign off like that?
Yeah.
I don't know. People could get pissed. No. Or not. Not pissed, but they'll be like, what?
Yeah, and that's what you want.
Yeah, that's what we want.
Good night. Say good night, Eddie.
All right, good night, Eddie.
All right, good night, bro.
No gaming.
Dude, what's the lesson here for today?
What?
What's the lesson of today's episode?
Oh, so you want to wrap up after the wrap up?
I do.
Oh, okay.
He wants the last.
Okay, I like that.
I need the Tableau recap.
You need a wrap up after the wrap up. All right. Well, I think we've been talking about like all the lessons, you know, like games are like reality. Okay. You know how people say like there are, you know, like reality is mimicking games? I would say games are mimicking reality. There's no lesson there. I'm sorry.
Mm.
What is your takeaway?
No, I think you hit it right on the head. I was going to say that verbatim.
I mean, games can be great for like stress relief. just don't let it turn into a thing where it becomes the stress.
Right.
What more can we?
No.
How far can we go?
We can decide to use that or not. I mean, you can cliffhang it, but that is interesting. Interesting point.
Don't let anybody, including raccoons, ever put you in a situation where they try to make you feel like you've accomplished something when really you've accomplished nothing but try to climb out of debt. Yeah, he's a crook. He's a crook, man. And, you know, like college loans. That's my thing with college loans.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's a horrible system. Okay? And, yeah, that's my, like, I thank God that, you know, I didn't have to deal with that too heavily. But, yeah, I don't like college loans.
Yeah.
I think it's a bad system.
Good night.
Yeah.